Hey there and welcome back. We are continuing on with the emotions module. We've done joy, sadness, and today we're going to work with the emotion of anger. So let's start by settling in, finding a comfortable posture, taking a nice deep breath. Inviting the jaw to soften, the shoulders, and the belly. And to start, in the same way we would with a typical awareness of breath meditation, we're just using the breath as an anchor for our attention and awareness. But doing so through the lens of appreciation, and it can be a very subtle quality of gratitude that's there. Just as we're experiencing the breath, this soft recognition of the preciousness of it. Thoughts will come and go. We don't have to take them so seriously, and we certainly don't have to try and get rid of them. Instead, we just notice them while they're there, appreciate the mind for being able to think, and just acknowledge that instead we're going to be directing our attention to the breath right now. So let's take a moment to reflect on our relationship to anger. When you think of anger and being angry, what comes up for you? Does that feel like something that you're trying to get rid of? Is it a common emotion for you? Is it one that you suppress? Getting angry is a normal part of being human. And think back to a time in the last week, month, year, when anger did arise for you. How did it feel in your mind? How did it feel in your body? Take a quick stock of what was happening, why you were angry, were other people involved? And then, as if the anger were an individual itself, reflect on what might the positive intention of the anger have been. What was it trying to serve in that moment? What space of mind was it coming from? How was it trying to help you or help someone else? And as you do this reflection, see if you can find an intention behind the anger that you could be grateful for. Even if you don't entirely agree with the anger arising, and even if you don't agree with it being the most appropriate response, what could you connect with as an understanding for why it might have arisen and an appreciation for the anger trying to help in some way or to serve you in some way? Was it trying to protect you? Was it coming up because someone was treated in a way that was unjust? Did someone treat you unfairly? And connecting to the part of the anger that was trying to help, that felt justified, that maybe inspired action in a positive way, that maybe inspired you to help someone or to make a change or to actively resist something. And so anger is this very intense energy in the body. And of course, it can cause harm if not used skillfully, but it can also be an impetus for positive change, action, living in alignment with what's important to us. And as you move throughout your day, start to notice like little moments where anger might arise. Might be subtle, might be really big. Take a moment to appreciate it for arising, that you get to experience this. Ask the anger what it might be trying to tell you, how it's trying to serve you in this moment. And then out of that space, you can respond to it rather than react to it. And sometimes we see that it's worth letting go of, but it doesn't mean that we can't bring appreciation to it and gratitude to it in the moment. Anger is another part of being a human being, and there's no need to beat yourself up over having it. Instead, see where it's serving you or how it's trying to serve you, and you'll watch some of the resistance to the anger and maybe even the anger itself soften if it's not appropriate in that moment. Try this out today, keep it in your mind, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Until then, take care.